United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Walter Brennan. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds, presented by this station as a public service. May it be a reminder that thrift provides the sure route to financial security. Ensure your future through the regular purchase of United States savings bonds, through the payroll savings plan where you work, or the bond a month plan where you bank. And now Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra open the show with Mr. Sosnick's arrangement of George Gershwin's Liza. Thank you, Harry. And now for our famous star, the beloved character actor of motion pictures, Walter Brennan. He appears in an original sketch titled Old Fashioned Len. Now for the performance of Walter Brennan, we take you to Hollywood and our narrator, Rod O'Connor.
Len Purdy's general store at the crossroads looked old-fashioned beside the long, shiny blue sedan that was pulling up in front. It looked positively antique to the well-dressed man who got out of the car and entered the store.
Yes, sir. Something I can do for you?
You bet there is. You can call the sheriff. That is, if you have a sheriff in this backwoods country.
Well, we are backwoodsy, but we got a sheriff. Got a phone, too. What's the trouble?
I've been robbed. I stopped at Walnut Junction for lunch, and while I was eating, somebody stole a camera out of my car.
Is that so? Well, sit down there by that pot-bellied stove. It may take me a little while to get through on the party line. You will, huh? Okay, Ed. Goodbye. The sheriff, Ed Prentice, is on his way.
Well, thank you, Mr.
Purdy. Purdy's the name. Len Purdy, proprietor of this quaint old store.
Say, this store is quaint. What? Look at all the candy in the showcase. By George, you have licorice whips.
Yes, sir. Licorice whips, peppermints, rock candy, whorehound.
All-day suckers, jawbreakers. Hey, give me a dollar's worth of all that stuff and mix it up, huh?
Yeah. Got some sticks of sweetwood, too.
No. Why, it's been years since I've had any. Here's some more money. Give me some of this, some of that, and some of that, and some of this.
Well, there you are, mister. Enough candy and memories to last you for a month of Sundays. That's my ring. Excuse me. General Store. Oh, hello, Minnie. You did, huh? I thought you would. Yeah. Yeah? Well, now, can you beat that? Sure, he's right here. I'll tell him. Bye. Mister, that was Minnie Adams. Yes. She listened in on the party line and heard what I told the sheriff. Her sister, Alice, works in a restaurant at Walnut Junction. Tall girl, pleasant-like, and red hair.
Why, yes, she waited on me.
Well, Alice says you left that camera in the restaurant.
I did? Oh, yes, I remember now. Of course I did.
Well, she's keeping it there for you.
Well, I'll drive right back. I'm sorry I caused you all this trouble.
Oh, that's all right, mister. Sheriff won't mind coming out, and as for me, I can't complain. I sold $7 worth of candy. Yes, Minnie. Thanks to you, we got it all straightened out. No, Ed's not here yet. But he's on the way. Any minute now, he'll be chugging up in that old jalopy of his. Well, a customer just came in, Minnie. Yeah. So I'll talk to you about it later. Yes. Uh-huh. I will. Goodbye. Now, young fella, what do you have?
I want money. Money.
Goodness. From the look of that revolver, you must want money pretty bad.
Yes, I do. Hand it over quick. All you've got.
Well, now, I don't keep much money here.
Where's your cash register?
I don't have one, son. I keep this store quaint and old-fashioned on account of the tourists. Cash register would sort of spoil the picture.
Okay, where do you keep the dough?
One of these cigar boxes here. You see, son? I'm an expert on old-fashioned things.
So what?
So I know about old-fashioned guns, too. The one you got there is a 38 mounted on a 44 frame. And from the drafty look of them cylinders, why, you forgot to put some bullets in it.
Okay, you win. It's not loaded. But I've got bullets for it. I just didn't want to put them in.
Yeah. You're not very expert at this sort of thing, are you, son?
No, I'm not, but a guy has to eat.
You ever try working?
They won't let me. I just got out of reform school. Went home and my old man kicked me out.
Where is your home?
Centerville.
Oh, yeah. You must be Hank Wilson's boy. Your name Bill?
Yeah, I'm Bill Wilson. I'm not going back to that reform school.
Pretty rugged, huh?
Yeah, I got worse treatment when I got out. Tried to get a job and nobody wants me. I'm a wrong guy. I'm out on parole. I've got to get a job or I'll have to go back.
Well, Bill, how'd you like to work here?
You'd hire me? Me?
Why, sure, Bill. As I say, I'm an expert in old-fashioned things. I believe in old-fashioned virtues like honesty and truth and faith. And from what I've heard about you, you're not such a bad boy.
I got to running around with a tough gang and... Well, you know how it is.
Sure, I know. Well, Bill, want a job?
Gee, sure.
We'll put this gun of yours right under the counter here, see? Just in case somebody might try to hold us up. Now, can you ride a bike?
Sure.
There's one leaning against the hitching rack out front. Now, here's this cigar box full of bills. You just take it on into town to the bank and deposit it for Len Purdy. Get the name? Len Purdy.
Well, sure, but you're trusting this money with me?
Bill, there's no such thing as halfway trusting a person. When you trust somebody, why, it's either all the way or not at all. Now hurry and get started, because when you get back, I got some more work for you.
Okay, Mr. Purdy. I'll go right away. And what's more, I'll be back.
Well, hello, Ed.
Howdy, Lynn. What's the trouble here?
No trouble at all now, Ed. The fella found his camera. He just mislaid it.
And I'm glad I didn't pick up that fella who overtook.
What fella was that?
Young kid on a bicycle. Kids sometimes swipe cameras, you know.
Yeah, no. Which way was this kid headed?
He was a-coming this way. Well, I better get back to town. Lynn, these buggy whips you have here always give me a laugh.
Sell about a dozen a week, Ed. Tourists buy them for a joke. You know, Ed, I've found it pays to be old-fashioned. And it pays in more ways than one.
Mr. Brennan, that was a fine job.
Well, thank you, Rod. It was good to be back on the guest star program again. You see, this program promotes old-fashioned habit of thrift, a habit which was practiced by our fathers and our grandfathers, and which I hope will be practiced by the children of the future. And this program, promoting savings bonds, does double duty in that direction. It not only encourages people to save, but also urges them to invest their savings wisely in one of the soundest investments in the world.
Well, then I take it you're a bond buyer, too, are you, Walter?
I certainly am. And I urge everyone within the sound of my voice to see to it that part of his income is invested regularly in Uncle Sam's special 4-for-3 bargain savings bonds.
Friends, that's a good tip. Take Walter Brennan's advice and join the payroll savings plan where you work. Or if you're self-employed, take advantage of your bank's free service, the Bond a Month plan. Under either of these plans, you are not only investing in your own future, you are becoming a partner in the greatest democracy on the face of the earth.
I couldn't have said it better myself. And now, Rod, if you don't mind, I'm going to run along. So long, everybody.
Goodbye, Walter Brennan, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Walter Brennan. Maestro Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra ring down the curtain with Midnight in Paris. During the past quarter hour, you've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds, presented by this station each week as a public service. May I express our thanks to our star, Mr. Walter Brennan, for a fine performance. Next week, we'll have another famous guest and more music by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, so we hope you'll be on hand. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long, reminding you to invest in your own future security through the regular purchase of United States Savings Bonds.